Hello, this is Andrea back with you for day two in the series. So yesterday, John spoke about the emotional bank account as a concept to help us manage the temperature in our relationship. That's the level of warmth and connection with our partner. Today, we'll look at the importance of building our knowledge of what to do to build a great relationship and to ensure our emotional bank accounts remain positive so we're willing to implement what we know. Sometimes, even when we have great relationships, we're not really sure exactly what it is that we're doing that makes the relationship work well. And that means we can't do things on purpose to make sure the relationship continues to go well. Similarly, when things are going badly, we might know it's going badly, but we're not able to stop it and not sure what to do to turn things around. We need to know where we are and know what it will take to get us from here to there. Knowing involves building our own relational competence, which is increasing our self-awareness and understanding specifics about our partner. Then we need to have the motivation, meaning the willingness to do things consistently. And that depends on the state of our emotional bank accounts. Some relationships fail not because of lack of love, but because of lack of knowledge and really emotional fatigue. And our observations are that you can predict the quality of a relationship and identify actions to improve things based on where couples are positioned with respect to knowing and doing. So here's the great news. All things being equal, there is always a way forward to achieve a more mutually satisfying relationship from wherever you are. You just need to be intentional and you just need to be equipped. Tomorrow we'll be giving an overview of four fundamental habits that, when practiced on a regular basis, they have the power to transform your relationship. Watch this space. See you in the morning.